This week in Rangoon, 20 contestants competed for the title of Miss Tourism Myanmar 2012, a beauty pageant organized by the Tourism Board to appeal to foreign visitors. Tourism Board Secretary Cha Tun says Aung San Suu Kyi's endorsement of responsible tourism last year has been a vital boost in Burma, also known as Myanmar.
Before 2010, the lady didn't support visitor to come to Myanmar, but after 2010, she was encouraging visitor to come to see Myanmar.
Since Aung San Suu Kyi's release from house arrest in 2010, tourism has more than doubled and is projected to keep increasing at a rate of 30% per year. Burma's political isolation has long kept it off the typical itinerary of holiday travelers. Now it is that isolation and ongoing political reforms that are drawing newcomers, some of whom are still anxious about visiting.
I am interested in political situation in Myanmar, like Aung San Suu Kyi, but I cannot say aloud here, but it's kind of scary. most of Japanese newspapers said Myanmar is dangerous, you know.
Hotels in Burma are now booked several months in advance, doubling room prices in some cases. But it's not only tourists who are eager to visit. Alex Ruther is the manager of the upscale Savoy Hotel.
The country's opening up. The foreign investment laws are changing as well, so a lot of foreigners can come in, invest, foreign companies coming in. So it's definitely put the country on the global map.
For Burma's visitors, such as these visiting the famed Shwe Dagon Pagoda, both the old attractions and the new changes are an enticing draw. This is Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Rangoon.